Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello!
Oh, and welcome!
What? Why?
No,
why?
Let's try again. I want to try again. Give me another shot. You've got to give me another shot.
Let's do it.
Hello, and welcome to episode 73 of Trusty Hogs. My name's Helen Bauer. This is Catherine Bohart.
Hello.
We're comedians. Let's get into the episode.
Through the fog, step forth the Trusty Hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't, and that's your problem. They'll have guests. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the Trusty Hogs. Trust the Trusty Hogs, or maybe not.
Let's get into it.
Where do you want to start? Because obviously we had a fight this weekend.
We didn't have a fight.
We had a fight.
Helen.
Adult-female friendships are impossible because women inherently are whores.
Okay.
So and I have to say my truth.
I rang Helen to say, happy Valentine's Day, babe. I love you.
So unnecessary.
Helen said no and hung up on me and then sent, frankly, abusive tweets and text messages she calmed down. That's what happened.
Abusive?
Go fuck yourself. Fucking leave me alone.
That was banter. Oh my God, take a joke, babe. Take a joke. I just think, like,
I was like, oh my God, listen, other love than like fucking romantic love matters. And I woke up being like, who do I love? I love you. I'm going to call you. Fine. Fuck you. I don't love you. Forget
it. For context for me, I've been away for 4 nights doing the Cardiff Glee weekend and then the Leicester weekend.
You did Leicester via 3 buses. I should have known you'd be a moody bitch. I should have known.
And I had 2 previews in Leicester, one of which...
Bad?
One of which...
Was it bad?
I was like, wow, I'm really speaking my truth. And then afterwards, an audience member who is one of our patrons, I won't say
hiya.
Who, you know who you are, was like, oh, that was very personal. But then you rung me and it was Valentine's Day. You know when you've just sort of like skipped that it's Valentine's Day in your head because it's like my gigs are later, I can focus on them then.
Yeah.
Like I just need to travel back to London.
Yeah.
And then you called, happy Valentine's Day. And I just pictured you.
I said, happy Valentine's Day, I love you.
Don't make it worse. And you were... I could just picture you walking down the street as you rung, hand in hand with your girlfriend.
Oh, I was coming
going,
back.
Shall we call our single friends and just check in on them really quickly?
I wasn't with her. I was by myself coming back from a one rebel class. I'd just gone to a fucking treadmill class.
What's a treadmill class?
Oh, it's where like you go. So half the room is boxes with weights and half of the room is treadmills. So you do like 8 minutes of on the treadmills and 8 minutes on the box of weights. 4 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever. So you like run and they'll tell you to put up the, like you go on a hill, you go faster, you sprint, you climb, you do parachute, whatever. And then like... you go over and you do like squats and burpees and lift weights.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, bitch. But no, I wasn't with my girlfriend.
I felt like we had a fight.
Yeah, no, me too. Because I was also like, I knew you felt that. And I was like, I have loved you so much longer than this new girlfriend. I was like, obviously I'm calling you.
Just say I'm your angel and we'll move on.
Fine, you're...
You're my angel. Thank you. What are you looking at on your phone?
I'm looking at, you know what I'm looking at. I'm looking at my list of things. So during the week, because I, on my old brain, I always forget what I want to say to you on the podcast. And then, okay, can I tell you what? I have things I wanted to tell you, but also I need to tell you about this reaction that I've been getting a lot lately.
Okay.
Because I'm meeting a lot of new people via the new girlfriend.
Yeah, of course.
A lot of them lesbians. A lot of them, will be like, oh my God, I love your podcast. And I'm like, why? Thank you so much. And then they go, every single time without fault, this has happened like 20 times in the last month. I love your podcast. Helen is so funny.
No!
And I'm like, cool.
But isn't that just natural because my friends all love you?
Is it? Could you tell me about that like occasionally? Because honestly, I keep being like, thank you.
I think it's just that my friends inherently are like, Catherine's so great. Isn't she smart?
Isn't she smart and funny?
And then for you, everyone that meets you is like, they compliment me. Because you can't compliment someone face to face. You can't.
I like to.
I know, but it's, unless you're in a compliment circle.
It's not safe.
It's just really creepy.
You're right. Women are weird. You're right.
It just comes out of nowhere.
Right.
But hi to the lesbians of East London who play football. And thank you for your support. I am an ally. I don't know if I am, but...
You're ally adjacent.
I'm friendly.
Yes, you're friendly.
I'm friendly.
You're friendly.
I'm a friendly gal. You're
so,
welcome anywhere. I'm welcome as far as I'm concerned.
So allyship being friendly.
Is it?
Yeah,
because an ally is a friend, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, I have to tell you a couple of things.
Okay, go on. This is the list you've written down of things that you want to tell me.
Yeah, I need to tell you about, you can ask about, which do you want to start with? Do you want me to tell you about the play?
No.
Do you want me to tell you about the music video? Or do you want to tell me to tell you about the holiday I'm going on? Which door first?
Okay, music video, please.
Okay, amazing. It's the best one.
Yes!
On Valentine's Day, guess what my girlfriend did give me?
A music video.
She told me about the existence of a music video.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm. So, on Valentine's Day, she was like, this girl I kissed one time wrote a song about me.
Suddenly Andrew perks up.
And there's a music video
available for the public.
Yeah. And as my gift, I got to watch it and play it as many times as I wanted on the Alexa. So I can't tell you any of the further details because she said it could. I was bullying if I was too specific, and that it couldn't be traced back to her. So, you can ask me some questions and like judge what you think the answer is based on my facial movements. If you want, my Botox is wearing off, so it's a good time for this. But
if you type in your girlfriend's name, does it come up on YouTube?
No.
Was it low? Oh, what's a good question?
Is it a love track or a diss track?
Oh, it's a diss track.
Is it an original or a cover?
An original. It's so fun.
I can't believe you can't tell us anything more about it.
I'll obviously show it to you after.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I think me and Andrew need to see it right
now. I will
now.
Obviously show it to you. But that's honestly, insane. It's the gayest thing I've ever seen, and it's the most wonderful gift you could have given me.
Tattoo.
But isn't it the one? Yeah, sure. But all no, this is gayer, I think. But wouldn't it be? Isn't it just the most wonderful gift to give your bitch of a girlfriend is to be like, somebody slagged me off publicly once. Would you like to watch it? And she gave that to me. And I just think, what a romantic.
Did you have anything good to give her?
She'd already watched Rose Battle.
Okay.
So.
I mean, who hasn't? It's a great clip.
It's a good clip.
It's a really
it's a quality clip.
Wowzies.
Broke my mother's heart, but it's a good clip.
Oh, yeah, but mother's hearts are meant to be broken.
That's
it's just part
true.
Of the course.
That's so true. Yeah, so...
Okay, I'll hear about the play now, even though usually that's the thing that made me go.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep it real short, except to say that I went to see... She took me to Ages of Feeling, which felt like a diss track itself.
Yeah, I know.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Fucking phenomenal. Strong recommend. Really fucking good.
Yeah.
I don't really like plays because I think they're long and boring, but it was good
and
short. Is it
at the National?
No, it's at Soho Theatre. Short and good.
Short and good at the Soho Theatre. What
short
a review.
Short and good.
Okay.
I really liked it. It made me feel okay. No, like as a person, this made me feel like okay, like everything's okay.
feel like the world is going to be.
Yeah.
I get that with Mamma Mia.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that feeling of like, it doesn't matter. Like, if you have three dads, you have three dads. Like, yeah. You don't need to know.
It's so true. When you just did that sort of spitty laugh, lots of your spit, I felt it land on my hand. So
that's
just
funny.
I am going to hand sign.
I got spat on the other day by someone by accident, but I had the dignity not
was
to spit it out.
Was that not by accident?
No, that was an accident.
Okay, I was like, was that not by accident? No, I want that to be by accident.
I swear. Well, you've been busy and thriving then.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me about the holiday you're going on?
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, you're going to say I'm changing again. I'm not changing.
You are changing.
Well, no, it's her birthday, so we have to do something she wants to do.
Yeah.
Don't you hate that? So
I wouldn't know. I've never had a relationship.
Yeah, but you do. But you do force me to do things
me
I don't
and
want
Andrew
to.
Were just having a laugh. About
he has
that.
A boyfriend. But you do force me to do things that I don't want to do on your birthday. So you
really love them though when they're happening.
Yeah, I love Shrek rolls. Let's go. Okay, so we're going to Iceland for 6 days.
So mad. That is not your terrain.
No, but you're
gonna fucking struggle.
He loves Wales. We're going to go stay. At one point, we're going out of the city where there are nice hotels.
Yay!
To stay in a hostel for 2 nights and take a boat trip out to see if we can
What's
see some killer whales. I heard
Did
it.
Did you have an internal panic attack? Are you?
Did you catch that?
I honestly think it's good for you to stay in a hostel because I don't think you've ever done it before.
I've done it once in Paris.
How? And do you want to talk about it?
I didn't sleep for like 8 days.
Did you use the bathrooms? I'm meant to be in a hostel. Mm. It's like, it's more my environment.
That's
friends
it,
everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just one big sleepover. Apart from the time I stayed in the hostel and I had my cousin having sex across the room, which isn't incest, I just heard it. But either way, you're aware of it.
Oh, no. Okay, well, yeah, we're staying in a hostel for 2 of the nights. The rest of the time I've booked the hotel, so everything's lovely.
Okay.
We are going out on a boat to see some whales, that's actually going to be amazing. I hope we see some because she really wants to.
What sort of whales?
Killer whales. We're going to a place specifically for orcas.
Oh my God, they're really nice, those whales.
Fingers crossed we'll see some. And we're also going on like a tour of like an 11-hour tour and a like we're going to go swim in those hot like volcanic.
Oh,
lagoon.
I've seen, yeah, like the pictures of people in this like blue lagoon
sort of
a thing with steam coming
off
it.
We're going to do all that jazz. It's going to be so fun. I feel so lucky to be going. I do want to be clear, but also like, who am I?
Are you going to stroke the whales?
But also, are you proud of me? I've taken more holidays in the last 6 months.
Oh, no,
months
I am proud of you. Sorry,
than I've taken since I started comedy.
I'm thinking about the whales. Yeah, you went to Ibiza and now Iceland.
I don't think they're going to. And Paris.
And Paris. I'm Paris for 2 days. I didn't count that one because I didn't get a gift.
Okay. I don't think that it's going to be like petting the whales vibe.
Depends on how close they come, I guess.
Well, we might not even see them. We're just going out to the ocean and hoping that they'll be there.
Well, you'd hope that they'd capture some and put them in a small area so you can definitely see them. You'd hope that there was a guarantee if you're going all that way. No?
No, I would not hope that.
Because killer whales are actually...
You just described SeaWorld.
Yeah,
yes,
I know. I was like...
Yes, that's very good, Andrew. Well done.
No, it's devastatingly bad.
Yes, but you do get a guaranteed visual on a whale, which is what people are looking for, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
God, that SeaWorld documentary is awful.
It's
horrific.
Have you
seen it? Blackfish.
It's horrific. Tilly, cool.
And the way that the... keepers are talking about it like, yeah, we used to say like, oh, one out of every 5 whales in the wild has a dorsal fin that falls over. And it's like, even I must know that's not true.
Yep, yep.
It just goes to show how like mad, like if you're told something enough times, mm-hmm. how you can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you, this is the thing. So I'm really into conservation just as a person. That's just who I am. Always have been, always will be. I just believe that like conservation, our planet's the most important thing. I've watched a lot of David Attenborough and I've been... It is my key.
Yeah, I'm always
people meet
that
me, they go, you know Helen. Come on, big Helen, the conservationist. Like, and I'm like, wee. And I arrive in my hemp hat with like my sort of like sign this to save orangutans. But I do.
I'd love if you were a petition girl, I could lean into that.
I'd get so many signatures.
I was a petition girl
violence.
In school.
Yeah, no, of course you were.
Of course
were.
I was.
Yeah, for stricter rules on the uniform.
Actually, I just really desperately didn't think that PE should be compulsory. I thought if you wanted to go study in the library, you should be allowed. No one signed.
Oh, Catherine. Oh, that got really sad.
Yeah, I was the only school librarian, like student librarian in my school.
Oh, dear.
I was a student librarian.
Yeah, the librarian was amazing. She was so cool. I loved hanging out with her.
Oh, I didn't hang out with the other.
The one who was hired?
No, well, so basically we got hired, the hired librarians got fired in a sort of budget saving trip.
Before
they brought in new librarians, the only librarians were the student librarians, so I had complete dominion over that place.
Oh my god, phenomenal. No, whereas I volunteered to work there at lunchtimes for free and asked simply for a badge and did the work of the paid woman who worked there. But also I told her like all of my problems. So I think she loved it.
I think the librarian at our secondary school didn't like me.
Why?
I just got bad vibes from her. And also once me and my friends uploaded something on the intranet. Do you remember the intranet?
Yes.
We uploaded something on the intranet that she didn't think she should be there.
What was it?
I'd rather not.
Helen?
Just like, you know that age
Helen.
When you're like, right, okay, right. You know when you become really horny and you think you're a sexual being, but technically you're still a child?
Yes.
But you are putting the sexuality
but
on
no.
yourself. So
yes.
I went through this really weird phase. So that one time I stayed after school late to do, you know when you're doing like an artsy GCSE, you have to stay late to do like the project
I
work.
Obviously didn't do an artsy GCSE.
Okay, well I did textiles.
Of course.
Just me and a couple of the gals. Emma Black, one of the textiles gals.
Hi, Emma.
And we'd have loads of fun because Ella Keenzer would always order Domino's pizza into the school and she introduced us all to a barbecue base. It was mad.
You could get Domino's ordered to your school?
We couldn't, but we did.
What the fuck?
Like, what, they
yeah,
got an address
enough, wow.
and meet them at the gate. And then I was, okay, there was a flagpole in the centre of our school, which
right.
is where people sort of like usually met to walk home at the end of the day or at lunchtime. And everyone else had left, so I used the flagpole as a stripper pole.
Did you take your clothes off?
No, I didn't take my clothes off, but I was like, I would have been impregnated if the pole had the ability to do it.
Right.
Like I was
Did
like,
you sit on the pole?
I was just physically very involved.
Okay.
I'd rather say that.
Okay. And so did you take a video or a series of photos?
No, there's CCTV at the school. And so up walks the... Oh, this is awful.
Carry
up
on.
The caretaker like walks up the pathway and is like, I can see what you're doing, young lady. Get off that pole. I see what you're doing. And I was like, I'm the most beautiful woman in the world. Obviously with acne and like nothing going
Phenomenal.
Well.
Phenomenal.
And
you
then
can be beautiful.
He was like,
Helen,
I'll tell the headmaster about this.
Helen, you can be beautiful and have acne. You just can't be sexy and a child. But how do you not know which the issue is?
I was 14 and I had a full breast. What was I supposed to do?
Just
wasted.
One?
Wasted. One full tear, the other still budding through. Just the nipple. And he came up and he was like, I'm going to tell the headmaster about what you're doing. And I was like, you can't do that. That means that you filmed me doing it. And then CCTV. And I was like, you filmed me doing a dance. I'm just doing a dance with my friends.
You're the worst.
I know.
You're
I know,
the worst.
I know.
You gave
Obviously,
that man nightmares.
Panicking.
Of course. Of course. He's like, I'm going to jail.
Oh my
because
God.
Because she danced like a whore in front
yeah.
of this video
and then
camera.
We all had like pictures of us because when we were 13 we did that sexy photo shoot for my birthday. I remember telling you about this before, like when we were all like posing, like we've got a secret, our clits are really hard.
God,
but we
oh
were like
God.
13
no.
but like, we, like, but that's the only way when you have to
I
pose
don't want
America's
it.
Next time. I blame
I don't
the USA
it.
I blame the USA
I don't want it.
So we're posing like that and then we'd upload them onto the internet. And
yeah.
then the librarian, who was just a very yeah. nice woman, was like, right, come here, right, these images are explicit. And we're like, well, you know, the internet works for 24 hours. They're
explicit?
Up there now.
Like,
they're not explicit, but they were definitely like suggestive. You know when you're like...
We were not even in
like
the
this.
Same world in school.
I know, but I'm Lola from Big Mouth and you're not. You're Missy.
I'm Missy. As I said, I thought I was Jessie, but I'm Missy. I would never speak to my mom the way Jessie does. I'm Missy.
You never had a temper tantrum with your mom as a teenager?
I'd occasionally go very quiet.
I cannot believe that we do the same job. I would come home from school, my mum would be like, how was your day? And I'd be like, you never asked me anything about me, you fucking bitch!
Wow.
Like, straight in.
If I did that, the reason that I wouldn't do that is because if I did do that, I wouldn't get to close the door before my mother would have it ripped off its hinges and be holding me by the hair.
Yeah, my mum's liberal. She just wanted to talk about my feelings.
Oh, my mum would talk about my feelings when she was done telling me hers.
Oh.
Which would be disrespected in her own fucking house.
I feel like you missed out on being a teenager.
No, I was a teenager, but in my world, teenagers are meant to be terrified of their moms. More terrified than they are of like not doing drugs, not ever having a drink, not going out.
You were terrified of everything. Sounds like you were terrified of going out to do PE.
I wasn't terrified of not doing PE. I was terrified of failing exams when we were wasting time having fun.
Oh, that's really sad. Isn't that sad, Andrew?
Oh my god, okay, yes, we all had stuff going on.
It's like that thing in Booksmart where the girls like get into the university.
Oh, I have never related more to a story.
And then they realise that everyone else got into the same universities, but they also went out and had fun. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh no. But then again, look at it. Look at what you achieved and what I achieved.
Helen, didn't we go see Booksmart together with Alison Spittle?
I went with Rosie Jones.
Who should I go with? My sister? Whoever it was I was sat beside turned to me and went, oh God, that's you. And I was like, shut up!
I went with Rosie Jones and I remember it because we had a full cinema to ourselves.
What?
And we got two meal deals each.
Nice.
Yeah. You know when it's nice. Like you just have to double down because it's never enough. It was incredible.
Nice. Okay, cool.
Should we bring on our guest? I feel like we've chatted.
Yeah, okay. What? Wow. Wow. Okay.
Oh, sorry, Do you want to tell me one more thing about yourself?
Oh my God, no, forget it. It's fine. I just was wondering how you are and like wanted to know if you had anything going on with your week. Anything exciting? I'll report back on Iceland when I'm gone back.
Do you want a rundown of what's happening with me?
Obviously.
Period. Out of nowhere. Absolutely shocked by it.
What?
Got my first vaginal cyst of the year.
Hang on, how many?
3.5. Still didn't see it coming.
Okay, so exactly.
So basically clockwork. Okay. Yeah. Didn't see it coming.
Vaginal cyst, what do you mean?
I got like another little cyst next to my clit. Yeah. These keep happening around my period.
Are you not clean?
I am clean enough. And that's what matters.
Okay, so
I've done about 4 previews of the new show. Each of them, I've said an entirely new 50 minutes for no good reason.
The tweets are great.
Because I can. The tweets lie! The audiences have been amazing. And I have been like, I mean, I'm telling you now, if you want to see a good show, come to my early previews. I think we're done for the early previews of this year. You can just come see previews.
Come see my early previews. All of the data are on my website.
There you go. But like for me, you definitely want to be there for the first 5 or 6.
Yeah, me
holy
too.
Holy shit, do you get information that should just be for a therapist's office?
Yeah, me too. I also give information that like I could be sued for. Mine's mostly just like, oh, can't say that because it's defamation. Oh, can't say that because it's defamation.
No.
Yeah, so yours is like too many feelings. Me is like too honest.
Oh my God, I give like a full medical history out.
Yeah.
Like I started my show last night being like, I wasn't going to do a show this year, but I feel like I have to because I'm worried I'm going to die soon. Which I am very concerned about.
Yeah.
But like the audience just immediately go like, what? Mm. And then you've got an hour of an audience going like, you're not okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
To be clear, if you did die soon, you'd want everyone to keep giving to the Patreon, right?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm going to die soon. It's more that like...
Yeah, but like let's just say you did like, just to be clear, like you'd actually want people to triple their donations to the Patreon, right?
Yes.
You'd want them to keep supporting the podcast.
Please give to the Patreon. Also, can you maybe this is better to instead of sitting with it myself. My concern for my life is that I'm not going to have a long life because I'm just wondering, could people write in? Has anyone ever seen like a really tall old woman?
But that you'll shrink.
Yeah, you'll shrink, baby. You'll get real hunched over. Your posture's going to be terrible with those boobs. Babe, you're going to get real hunched over.
I don't know what happens to tall, big gals. No, tall, big gals just disappear.
Send in pictures of your tall, big gals. Also, Helen.
60 plus.
Helen, shall we, in the extras, talk about your ideal funeral just in case?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, okay, great. It's done.
And also, I've got to tell you what happened in therapy last week.
Oh my God, join the Patreon and tune in about that.
We have to talk about it.
Okay, extras.
Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy Cat Cohen.
Bye. Bye. Hello, thank you so much for listening to Trusty Hogs.
Thank you so much. We just wanted to jump in really quickly and give our patron a little plug because it is thriving over there.
Yeah, thanks so much to everyone who's joined. And if you want to join us, there's no pressure. Please enjoy the podcast otherwise. But if you do want to join us, there's so many benefits. You get an early access to the episode. Mm-hmm. You get an extra episode a week. And you also get early access to our live shows. Now, the last one sold out in under 24 hours. So you'll want to be a patron if you want to come to the one on June 4th, which will be on sale very soon. Please join. Please sign up. Please get a ticket. And hey, thanks to everyone who has already.
And just a reminder, if you sign up now, there are over 70 extra episodes that you can access immediately.
How many?
Over 70,
oh
Catherine!
My God.
It's unbelievable. But for now, please continue enjoying Trusty Hogs.
Bye. It's
Cat Cohen! Oh my God!
Are we jumping right in?
Yes!
Hi. Hi. Hi.
told you, girls, I'm so honored to be here because I see these clippies on my Instagram and I think they're going to invite me into their lair. I want to be in the lair.
We had to wait for you to be in the UK to invite you in.
It's very cozy. Hi. It's good vibes.
Just part Are you of having you? A nice time in the UK?
Oh, I've been having the best time.
On tour?
The tour was incredible. I was humbled in certain locations, which is so important.
You have to be. You have to be.
Highlights, lowlights, please.
Highlights. I mean, the London show was amazing, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I did the Hackney Empire.
Oh, mm-hmm. So
it was
good.
Stunning, beautiful. So Glasgow cool. was my favorite crowd. They were
Very good show. They're always mad.
Yeah.
Scottish and Irish audiences are incredible because they will interrupt you exclusively to tell a better story than yours. And you're like, are you kidding me? So crazy.
Newcastle as well. I always want to put a shout out for Newcastle.
Great.
I didn't go there, but Brighton was really fun as well.
Yeah.
Comedia,
great.
So
yes.
good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, you know, Norwich really kept me grounded.
Norwich because they weren't high?
They were a little, you know what I would say? There's always like two or three rows of like beautiful young gays who understand and feel seen and I'm connected to them and I would take a bullet for all of them.
Yeah.
And then like sort of confused older people in the back.
who were just like, something's on in Norwich, we'll go.
Oh God, I know. Birmingham was better than I thought. Where else did I go? Leeds was beautiful, but a little, I'm going to say this. If you live in Leeds, you didn't come, you're the problem because there were some empty seats there.
Oh my God, Liz!
And I'm not afraid to admit that because we have to be real.
We have to talk
about it. They can't all be home runs. I have to tell me talking to myself. I'm like,
no,
they can't all be home runs.
No, but they can.
I was humbled in Norwich on my tour as well. Small audience. And so like, I think a lot of people get humbled in Norwich because there's like a venue that's the size of like 80 and then the next step up is 350. There's nothing in between.
That's exactly the issue, yeah.
So like you either have to go like super small or you take a risk and go big and it's like, it's very humbling. Mm-hmm. I went small and was still humbled.
Really, I risked it all.
I went small and so the small venue is a pizza restaurant.
That sounds amazing.
And I was like, this is going to be great. We got a free pizza and all the pizzas are like, we're wacky and zany. It's nothing like anything you've had before. So like all the pizzas are like a twist. Like if you want ham and pineapple, it's pulled pork and braised pineapple. Like everything's got
calm down a bit though with that. It's like taco extreme pizza. Give it a second.
And it is. And I was thriving in the pizza environment.
Yeah.
But then the venue is usually doing musicians. So then for the tech, like usually I'm a stand-up, so I just show up and I'm just like, oh, just speak. And then they had like lights down the side.
Mm.
So anytime I did anything that resembled a punchline, it was like, and all the lights flashed. And like my punchline would be like, so anyway, I'm morbidly obese.
That sounds amazing.
But, yeah, but to 25 people.
Your family, their family. At this point, you're all family. You told me you're going to Olive Garden when you go to New York. That's their tagline.
You're going to Olive Garden?
No, it's not.
When you're here, you're family. That's their tagline. So
that's so cute. You're going to Olive Garden. Can you get me some breadsticks, please?
Can you travel back with breadsticks?
Yeah, why not? There's no rules. There's no rules.
Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to go to Olive Garden in New York. And my other thing I really want to do is go to the museum from Night at the Museum with Ben Stiller.
Totally.
I know he doesn't actually work there.
No, he might, but he might be there.
Yeah.
You never know. New York, like,
you never know.
There's just people wandering around all the time.
Maybe he's having a low self-esteem day and he needs to be seen in that environment so that somebody can be like, oh my God, are you?
Yeah, the Night of the Museum guy.
What's the must-do in New York City?
Ooh, culture swap, yes.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, just kind of walk around and be like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Nice. Just like walk around, look around and be like, I'm here. That's kind of why I do what I'm here too. I'm just like, I'm here.
Is that it? That's all
I think
you do?
You're going to be just so like, it's the same, like, people just go nuts. They're going to go nuts for you. They're going to go nuts for your accent, your vibe, your energy.
No,
they're going to fall in love with you. You're going to fall in love. Are you single? Are you looking for love?
Oh my God,
great question, Kat Cohen.
You should fuck.
Yeah, I agree. You should shop for clothes in a fucking city that lets you.
That
Jesus
would be nice.
Christ.
Right? They've got plus size in America everywhere.
You know what?
Oh,
it's
no.
better than here, Kat.
Is it better than here?
Here.
Okay.
Oh, here is terrible.
Well, what's bad about here too is you walk in and I'm like, I'm a US 12, and they're like, okay, so you're actually like a UK like 45.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I know it's whatever, but it is. There are some good spots. I can recommend some good spots for sure.
I've had Forever 21 has a plus size section.
They do. They have a plus size section,
and that's in Times Square.
Sure, I'm sure it is. That's, yeah,
I feel like that's not what Kat was going to recommend.
Okay,
there's definitely good spots. It's interesting that you think it's better in the US because I still am like so angry all the time.
Oh no, it's dog shit everywhere. Oh, let's be clear. But I think that there's a little bit more scope in the US only because there are more people, so there's more.
I went to Target and bought a swimming costume.
That's like Target's amazing,
but that's not possible here.
Like, oh, that's not possible here.
To just walk into, like, you couldn't walk into, like, the equivalent being Sainsbury's or Tesco.
So we have to go to like a designated shop for us.
Love that.
Because like we don't believe that women should mix in this society Britain. And I do stand by it.
I think
if we mix in our roles of like big women, small women, old women, young women,
it would never work.
We'll all unionize and get equal pay. And it's just like, oh, we don't deserve it yet.
Also, what if we learn from each other?
Ooh.
Then we can't repeat the same mistakes, which we are born
to. There's an older shop called Bon Marché, which is for the bigger older lady who just needs everything buttoned. Because like, God forbid, they'll figure out a zip. You know what I mean? Because we'll just get our fat confused in it. It's just really difficult. And then Simply B, which is a big girl shop, but is having a massive problem at the moment because there's only a couple of Simply B shops and for some reason all of them require stairs to get up and down to. And bigger lasses in general, if we're shopping, we don't want to do stairs and then change because then it's just sweat and changing.
I got you.
The changing is fucking exhausting. You know what I will say? Growing up, there was a chain where I grew up. I think it's a chain all over the States. It's called Catherine's Plus Sizes. And my brothers would be look, Catherine, that's your store, like bullying me as a child. but you know what?
Nice guys.
It was my store. But I will give you a list. I have some research.
I want fashion. So you know how like the noughties are back in? Like fashion-wise.
Is noughties like 2000s?
Yeah.
I know. I'm seeing some really scary stuff when it comes to skirts and pants.
Yes. Oh my God,
I'm feeling unsafe.
There's a lot of skirts and low-rise jeans.
Low-rise
jeans.
But did you not... I thrived in that bohemian vibe of the noughties.
Like a loose belt?
Yeah, the loose like waist belt and then sort of like a top that like really like was there for the breasts but gave the shoulder a moment.
You can just tell that you were a tall, thin, hot, like a very booby teenager.
Really booby.
Wow.
I'd say like curvy-ish, but like that was my era, was the bohemian. Low-rise jeans I really struggled with. But what I thrived with the noughties were statement t-shirts.
Nice.
But the ones that were like unnecessarily sexually suggestive for the 12-year-old you were.
Yes.
Getting lucky in Kentucky. Did you have one of those?
We had lots of like little cartoon girls saying like, daddy's little whore.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I was never allowed to have a Juicy Couture tracksuit.
Why?
Because it said juicy on your ass. And my mom was like, fuck no.
You can have one now, they're back. I have one.
Yes, you have one?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Where'd you get it?
Juicy.com.
Oh my God.
Juicy.com, of course.
Juicy, and the other thing I am excited for is Buffalo's being back.
What's a Buffalo?
The chunky shoes.
The Spice Girls. I love those.
Platform shoes.
Yeah, platform trainers. Yeah.
I know. I'm 6'1". I'm not
going
to put...
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Wait for this guy,
you're
going
to give up there? You're going to give up at 6'1"?
I bump my head so much. It bumps.
No, come on.
You seem like a tall energy.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm 5'7".
Okay,
which I always say is tall for a girl.
It's so tall
and
for a girl.
And tall for my age, yeah.
I just brought my new girlfriend home. She's 5'7", and my parents are 5'1 and 5'2 respectively, and she towered over them.
Wow.
And like, what a freakish hype for
Are
a
we
woman.
Actually having this conversation?
Was it a good vibe?
Tall for
it was nice. It was nice.
How long is the relationship?
6 months.
Oh my God, that's the best part.
Yeah, my mom taught her cards so that they could just hang out together. I think my mom was like, oh, it's just a two-person game because my mom loves to flirt. We had the same taste in women. It's very sweet.
Can't believe we just had a conversation about 5'7".
How'd you meet your lover?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Edinburgh Helen?
Edinburgh friend?
Did you really?
But yes, but also can we never say lover ever again? Are you dating someone?
Put me in jail. Put me in the hospital.
Yeah.
Put me in the hospital they put you in when you're in jail, like the special one where someone has to watch you.
Yes!
That's where I want to be.
You're sick. You're sick and wrong.
That's where I want to go on vacation.
Sick and wrong.
Yeah.
Please tell us what about you. What's your dating
status? I am my boyf.
You have a boy.
I know.
Wasted on men, but okay. And
actually, you'd be so proud. We just started our threesome journey.
Oh my God, congratulations.
It's like my life's changed.
I didn't know you were doing a threesome journey. That's
I'm
so
on a journey.
Exciting.
What does a threesome journey mean? Do you start with like...
We just talked about it forever, and I was like, are we ever going to fucking do this? And then we went to an open bar event, and that's kind of the rest is history.
And what is an open bar event?
Please? Open bar, like, no, like you don't pay for drinks.
Okay, but you said that like... Sorry.
I'm going A to Z.
I wasn't sure if... Yeah, you really are. I wasn't sure if the event was like for people who are open in relationships
at
a bar. Or you were just like, it's an open bar. People will want to have threesomes
It was just like a vibey, like drunk, fun night.
Right.
And everyone was just sort of... Everyone was dressed up. Everyone was like, there were vibes.
Gorgeous.
And then I made it happen.
Yeah. You found
a third. Oh my God, that's exciting.
And then once you unleash that... Now that I've unleashed that power within me, I'm like...
Is your boyfriend bi?
No, I mean, no.
No.
He sort of, I think he could be, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you?
I never thought I was, but here I am.
But yes. Okay.
Yeah.
But nice coat, welcome. And, okay, so exciting.
I know, I was always so obsessed with men that I never thought about it, but then now then you try it and you're like, this is amazing.
But maybe you're just full stop obsessed, like just everything.
No, I'm just generally horny.
That's exactly it.
And so yeah, it's a beautiful new chapter in our relationship.
Okay, so may I ask a follow up question?
Of course.
Glad that it was great.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find the balance of talking to the person ever again afterwards? Do you just not?
I actually am really wondering that as well.
Like if you were texting her afterwards, it's just like, girlfriends.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, so great to see you. Thanks for having a nice evening with us. So good to host. If he's texting her after, what the fuck are they talking about?
He's not texting. He can't. No, that's not okay. I'm allowed to do whatever I want and he can't do anything.
I respect that.
No, if he was texting, no.
Mm-hmm. And that's my question. I was just wondering. So repeat invite or different people?
It's been two different people.
Congrats.
I think that's better, like a revolving door.
I agree.
I don't know what it'd be like to do it again with someone. I do think, you know, we're learning.
Yeah.
I will say the first time, like, I'm proud to say the first time no one came. Which is quite a feat.
But you're figuring it out. It's like the first time you have sex, like in general. Like, it's like everyone needs attention, but have you got the time to give that much attention to one person?
Oh, no, me touching a puss, I was like, like, literally, I was like, what do I do?
Also, operator.
And I was like, SOS. It was so fun, though. I was like, la, 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 la. But I was so, it didn't matter because I was just so, like, drenched, horny. I was just like, whoa!
Yeah. Also, you went to an open bar event. If everyone's hammered, the likelihood anyone's going to come is so much lower.
I actually was so proud that I like remember it all, which was so important to
me. That's so good.
If I saw a purse, I just want to check it was close to mine. Like, I just want to know that mine isn't like completely wildly different to everyone else's. So you Google it every now and again, but they're either like insane medical specimens, like Blue Waffle, where it's like just an infection that they're showing.
What is Blue Waffle?
Blue Waffle is like a famous like image of a very infected vagina that went around the school.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Me too.
Slimy blue, grey, green.
We have to talk about
women's health. We must discuss women's health. It's not fake, Andrew.
I swear I've had this conversation before.
This is horrific. But now I want to...
This is so exciting.
It is really exciting.
But to circle back, because I would say I've only had threesomes where it's like all single people. So I think that it's actually harder in a situation where you have a couple, I imagine, because it's like... You guys know how you have sex with each other, but the other person doesn't know how you guys have sex.
Totally.
You guys have sex with, and yeah, that's interesting.
But it was it felt very fun and romantic because my boyfriend's like, I have to say this, he's just amazing and like so thoughtful and like in tune. No.
Like, okay.
That's not real. That's a cave. A volcano.
Obviously, that's not real.
Helen.
So gross.
No, that's a scam.
But that's the thing. So like,
we need to get some professional help.
So my vagina's not like blue, but like you wanna, like, oh, I'd want good. To check. Like when I saw your vagina.
Yeah, and if it is blue, we support you and we stand with you.
Mine's more like it's purple.
It's purpley.
Yeah.
It's like very, like, sometimes it looks like an oil slick and I'm like, oh, that's an infection, but it's not. It's just like the way that she is at the time.
Totally.
Because like me and my vagina, like in general, we're close, but we definitely are at odds with like what we need to do to take care of each other.
Really? How so? I mean? Do you go full like, bush or what are we doing here on this? What do we do on trusty hogs?
I'd say like a reasonable bush, but with like a lot of trimming.
Okay.
But like...
I waxed.
Do you really? Oh, so powerful.
Can I say, I love on somebody else.
Really?
I love a bush.
Okay. Even if it goes all the way.
I love it.
I think like...
Wait, all the way up or round?
Here's what my boyfriend says. This is what I fucking hate. His favorite is the most impractical thing where it's like you have the bush on top but then the actual puss is like smooth and
that's
I'm like
what I get done.
I'm like, well, that's the most painful part to get done.
Yeah,
I'd rather have the top ripped off.
I actually disagree. I think it's easier to get the under parts done than the top.
Oh no,
that's strong hairs at the top. But I've been waxing for a long time.
Yeah, I've only done it like twice in my life.
Myself.
It's hell.
That's not right.
I would like fill an evening with wax strips just to pass the time.
Did it ever go really wrong? You're like, yeah, Blue Waffle.
It's not a scam.
I never lost an important part of my anatomy, but the fear that I would was high.
Oh, God.
Like, mm-mm. Everything's still there where it's supposed to be, I hope. You know?
I have the sternest woman who does mine. I take painkillers and half an hour before I go there.
How often do you have to do it?
Like once every 3.5-4 weeks. I'm fair.
Okay.
I'm quite fair.
It's a commitment.
And I'm very consistent with it, so it's gotten much easier.
Oh, much easier. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. But she is honestly like one time I was like, that's fine. You know, like when you're having one of those days where you're like,
Just stop.
That's as much as I can handle.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm a perfectionist. It's not about you.
And she needs her pussies to be clean.
She's like, it's not about you. I need it to be right.
Wow.
And I was like, Well, now I'm aroused.
Yeah, I know. You're like, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was like, well, now it's weird. Okay, damn. Great.
But then you don't get that fun thing of like doing the nail clippers around the edge. Not the nail clippers, the nail scissors. Do you ever do that? Like nail scissor, like the
I know what you're saying.
The coarser hairs that are really close to the holes area.
Holes
the
area.
The holes area. Oh, oh my God. God forbid me for not being a scientist. The vagina.
Uh-huh. It's really nice because I like to think that if there's any man who does listen to our podcast in any sort of like male gazy way,
yeah.
Every time we get close to something sexy, i.e. your threesome chat, we will immediately.
Of course.
And that's
talk
important.
About holes and fluids and all that.
Yeah. But it's like, at what point are you shaving or waxing the pussy and not the leg anymore? Because like the older you get, the more your pubes travel.
Shaving and waxing the
so like is. You know, like, so it's like pubic and then it gets to the upper thigh.
I see.
And
I
you're
see.
Like, okay, what part is leg hair, what part is pubes, because they start getting coarser, right? So then you get a bit lost in the motion of it.
I my leg hair,
like we what, don't relate to that.
At what point are you waxing your pussy and at what point are you doing the asshole area? Like where's the line with the tank?
I would love to go in and just get my asshole. That would be really nice.
You can
But I can't.
You can.
I can't.
We can take you around the corner in 10.
Lean over and be like, here we go. Like,
you can.
Girls.
I mean, you'd want to clean beforehand. Like, don't go in with an asshole.
It's not dirty.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're sort of...
Nobody else needs to be told that, babe. Circling back to your boyfriend being really considerate. How long have you been dating, by the way?
Almost 4 years. Like, 3 something. Yeah.
So you waited till 3 year mark and then... This is great.
Well, you know, it's amazing because in the early stages, I would have been so jealous and psychotic. But then now I'm finally in a place where I'm mature.
That's so
and cool. Within him, too. Yeah.
And he's thoughtful and considerate about it, you said?
Yeah. Like it was, he would be like, I mean, he's just like, I'm so lucky. I can't believe it.
New York is a city of dreams.
He can't believe his luck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so nice.
And we kept telling him how lucky he was, which is also hot. Like,
yes.
So lucky, bitch. And we had a little we have like a nice
really
debrief
hot.
After. And then when you have sex, just the two of you again, you have like all this fun material to like discuss.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's okay, this so is making fun. Me more excited at the idea of getting in a relationship because I've never had one.
Ever.
This is ever, ever,
what
ever.
What kind
ever,
do you want?
Ever.
Like, are you full straight? That's fine.
But I still think that you could have fun in a threesome.
I know. I would love to fall in love with a woman. It just hasn't happened yet.
Totally.
Apart from Catherine, because she's amazing.
Oh
and
my
I'm
God,
you
girls
have
it so special. I will say.
The other day I called her to be like, I love you. It was Valentine's Day, and she's one of my greatest loves. And so I called her, and so she screamed, no! And hung up the phone.
I was on a train.
What's going on there? What's going on? What's going on in here? What are you scared of?
Hella
being loved
fake
and being
cry.
Seen.
Have you ever been in love?
Yeah, but only unrequited.
Oh,
so I've loved someone so deeply knowing they don't love me back and then told them and then...
Which ultimately isn't love at all. I mean, it is, but it isn't. I don't know.
That's such a savage reaction from Kat Cowan. No. Oh, so you were
no,
in a
No, I'm just saying like once you're actually in love, you're like, oh wait, this doesn't have to hurt.
Yeah,
what I mean.
I agree.
I mean it as a positive.
I agree.
Yeah. I've met the devil. I've shook her hand. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I have seen love.
Totally.
It's just, I mean, I'm working through this a lot in therapy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself innately very unlovable.
Oh, but
I know.
But you're so lovable. Look at the way we gaze at you.
Mm-hmm.
When I see your name pop up my phone, I go, look at that girl.
No, you don't.
Literally, there are endless, relentless clips. I keep people who send photos of me just like, honestly, adoring
Aww.
You. I'm just like, there are just videos upon videos of like, so many photos of me just being like,
it's coming.
But why do I not see it? You know?
Well, because none of us see it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I have therapy in an hour and a half, so I think that's
we can unpack
a good
it before
time.
Then and you can cancel.
That would be fucking great.
Save yourself some cash. That's so true.
I know. I think sometimes you just need it. Honestly, it's like, it's a myth. You do need other people to tell you how lovable you are for you to believe
you
it.
You do need that. Right? And it's like, but you need to be able, when they say it, to accept it and not immediately reject it. You know, like when someone goes like, oh, you're lovable, you need to be able to go like, yeah, no, I am. And it's right that you love me because I'm a lovable person. Instead of when they say, I love you, and you go like, oh, you fucking loser. You loser.
Like, that one's bad. I used to do a different one, which was like, okay, thank you. You are now the core of my value.
Yeah.
You are now the decider and arbiter of my worth.
Yeah.
Cool. So you're the only person who thinks that. So yeah, you're the most important. And that's also bad. So.
I lean that way too. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I feel like I just need to figure out a relationship with my mom and dad before I fall in love. Do you know what I mean?
What?
I don't think that's
no, but I
possible.
Feel like it's so important. Do you know what I mean? If me and Michael Bauer could just finally get in sync.
But let me tell you this. It's like you can't choose when you fall in love. It's just going to happen to you.
I agree.
Yeah, people
It's like this, and then it's like this, and then it's like this. And it's like that.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you think it's going to happen to me in New York?
100%.
That'd be so you'd fall in love with somebody and then be like, they live in New York. I'd be like, fucking hell.
Okay, practical question before we go to advice then. I booked a room in New York and I had a choice between a double bed or bunk beds, and obviously I went for bunk beds.
That's insane.
Why would you do that?
It's more fun.
That sucks.
What are you doing?
Because then...
Change that immediately.
Because you know when you're like in a new country and it's like you've got jet lag, you're like, your sleeping is off whack. So then I was like, then if I can't sleep in one bed, I'll go sleep in the other bed.
You're not going to have jet lag in New York.
I will.
I had it for about 2.5 weeks when I was over here.
Yeah.
I'm very fragile.
Okay.
Let me say this. They need to take you back to his place. He'll take you back to his place.
Okay.
No, that's not safe in a different country.
Oh, sorry. That's not safe. Yeah. I've done some stupid things.
Me too.
Share your location.
Stupid thing. Yeah,
share your location.
But I've also never had sex on a bunk bed.
Helen, you're not having sex on a bunk bed.
What? Why?
Just get a double bed. Email them tomorrow, please.
Okay, I'll change it to a double bed.
The only thing that's erotic about having sex on a bunk bed is when you're on the bottom bunk and you can like hold the ones on the top and you're like,
What's that
noise? Exactly. I've said too much.
Also, you can pretend that you're like a sleepaway camp. Like, okay, let's do a problem. Fuck it. Why does that always happen?
The cops are here to take you away.
I always go back to childhood.
Not childhood, teenagehood. My sexiest years. Ugh. My bohemian skirt.
Right. The loose belt.
Loose belt, bohemian skirt, and a top that says daddy's little slut across my little
when
budding
breast.
When
do you feel sexiest? Horrifying.
When do I feel sexiest?
Right now.
That's such a good question. I don't know, all the time.
All the time.
No. I think it's like, I love that feeling when like you've been like sort of just disgusting slob and like you've been wearing the same sweats for days. You don't have no makeup. Your hair's greasy. Mm-hmm. And then you like do all the stuff and you look in the mirror and you're like, who the fuck is she?
Yeah.
Like,
that's the best. That's fair. Yeah. I do agree with that. Yeah.
I feel like also now that because I'm traveling right now, I'm kind of like on my best behavior. Like I'm sort of wearing a nice, like I washed my hair last night, which is huge for me.
Yeah.
If we were doing this in New York, I'd be like crawling up with like slime leaking out of my nose. Like, so it's not fair. This isn't fair.
That's how I walk around London, just like
an, on all fours.
I'm an original munter. Like,
what's
do you
that?
Ever have munter in America? It's like a minger, like someone who's just gross. Like I've always got like something coming out of my nose.
Yeah.
Like I'm a bit leaky.
You're wet.
Like a bit smelly. Yeah. But like not in like a hot way. In a sort of like, is that a like
no
doctor sort of
a
thing?
Yeah.
Well, people either lean wet or dry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So I lean wet in general.
Wet.
Like
what
I get home a lot.
Wet.
I'm so clammy.
Yeah.
I'm
really
so clammy.
But we'd be munters in the UK.
It sounds like a slur.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not gonna say it.
When do you feel sexiest?
I do feel sexy in bed, 100%.
Of
like
course.
With a guy, like
nice.
I don't not feel sexy
that's
then.
Nice.
I feel very empowered.
Yeah.
When else do I feel sexy?
The way you have sex makes it sound really sexy as well, though.
Yeah.
Helen's always
what's the
like,
way, what's the way you have sex?
She, like her ideal scenario, and that she gets
I just get like licked out
while she drinks
just, like,
wine. While she drinks, what she sat
I'm
up
very
drinking
decadent.
Wine, and they eat her out.
I'm levitating off my chair. That's
like,
amazing.
Yeah.
She's eaten pizza while she's been eaten out before.
That was years ago, but it was
that's
incredible.
The
at the place in
Domino's Pizza
in Norwich.
But it's braised pineapple. We've got time. There's only 25 of you.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh my
when
god.
Do you feel sexiest? Do you want to say? Don't say when you're cleaning or something.
Oh.
No, oh my god, no.
Your morning
are
bath
you very clean?
Always feel very.
I have like a diagnosed OCD, but I
the good
say,
kind.
No.
You're like, it's not good for me.
No.
Okay.
I would say I am similar to you when I've done all the bits.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I get to show up somewhere without anybody having seen any of my preparation, it's one thing I love about not living with my partner.
Mm.
It's like they don't get to see any of the steps in between.
Yeah.
Like I love showing up with my nails done, my blow dry done, my makeup done, my lashes on,
mm-hmm.
everything in where it should be. And then being like, oh, what this?
Totally.
You know how to put together a look.
Yeah. And then being like, I look today, I have done that.
No, you look stunned.
No, and that's okay. But I love
the hair. I mean, it's always amazing.
Thank you. But I love showing up and being like, what?
Yeah.
And I also, you know when I feel sexiest is when I do a big lip and she can't kiss me.
Oh, that's hot.
I love that because she gets
it's all about restraint.
It annoys her so much.
That's nice.
It annoys her so much.
Do you do a red lip a lot? Yeah.
Or like sometimes a plum.
Oh,
And she gets so annoyed, and it's so fun.
That's amazing.
That's probably
That's it. A good answer.
You feel sexiest when the people are sexually frustrated is the answer.
When I'm in charge, yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Andrew, baby, I'm ready. I'm ready to solve anyone's problem, whatever it is. I can do it.
Hello. Well, I've got two for you. Which one would you like to start with? Either a parenting problem or a bi curiosity problem.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cat can choose
a parenting or bi curiosity.
Yeah.
Second okay. one for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do parenting and the extras.
Okay, fab. Hi, Trusty Hogs team. This is from Elle.
Hi, Elle.
Hey.
I love this podcast. I'm not a podcast listener generally, but I watch yours every week.
Thank you so much.
What about mine?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You should check it out.
Elle, you don't care about my podcast?
Well, she didn't know you'd be here with Nelly. She does. I bet she's watching it. Yeah. The problem is bi curious. She's going to watch it.
Totally. Go on, go on. Mm-hmm.
I want some advice as I've recently been exploring whether I'm bi curious. For context, I'm 33 and have been in a relationship with a man for 14 years. And I've never considered that I'm anything other than straight.
Okay.
So I'm finding it all a bit overwhelming.
So she's been with this man since she was 19.
Whoa.
Wow, that's crazy. It's good, yeah. Good maths.
I know, that was really fast.
Mm.
That was not... Okay, listen, that's fine. The American education system is terrible.
That was really fast.
Go on.
The trigger for all of this was watching ER Fightmaster on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
Found myself rewatching certain clips of them.
Wait, what is that?
ER is an amazing actor. Really hot.
They
person.
Are so hot. They were in Shrill.
Okay. I thought ER was a TV show. It's a person.
No, ER Fightmaster is an actor.
It's the initials
who is
E.R.
So fit. I follow them on Instagram.
They are very fit. Wow.
They're lovely.
They're
fitty.
Insanely
okay.
hot.
Love this for them.
Started to think, oh, am I attracted to you? Sort of moment. decided not to analyze it too much and shrugged it off. But then I made friends with a woman at yoga who is bisexual, and we get on really, really well. It's the first female friend I've had in a long time, and she seems to fully get me.
Yay!
I've also had some other thoughts about her, which took me by surprise.
Yes!
... So I've been Googling what being bi-curious means, and at first I was quite excited and intrigued by it.
I'm just showing Helen a picture of ER Fightmaster.
Yeah.
All as hell, gorgeous.
However, the more I've read, the more I've been completely overwhelmed with all the different labels, whether it's wrong to say bisexual, all the different terminology, what's politically incorrect, etc. And it's making me not want to analyze or explore anything because it's just making me panic and too anxious. Do you have any advice on what to do, how to explore this side of myself, what I'm feeling? Thanks, Elle.
Okay, well, if you're bi-curious, and I'm definitely bi-curious. If it's just fancying or thinking about being with like a woman, then 100% you are bi-curious, but I am definitely as well. Are you kidding? Joe March? Winona Ryder as Joe March?
Yes, yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
In fact, give me all the March sisters oiled up. Put them in a paddling pool. Let's wrestle, bitches. You know, like mommy just watching. But everyone's
on the verge of incest.
But mommy just watching. Okay. Sisters is fine. Sisters are sisters.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
God. Oh God.
Okay, guys, let's go back to Elle. Yes, you're bi-curious. Okay. I think it's right?
Yeah.
100%.
But I think who isn't?
Who isn't?
I would think, I mean, all of that, but also, I just think that it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
There's no pressure. You don't have to do anything. Nobody, like, you can never, ever, ever be with a woman. And if you're bi, if you say you're bi, you're bi. But also, I think, like, coming from it, from the labels, I get it. But, like, it really is leading from, like, a place of what other people will think or need to know mm-hmm. rather than what you think or mm-hmm. need to know. Or, and, like, until you want to tell anyone, you don't really need to concern yourself about that. And even when you do, there's, like, you'll get it wrong. Like, you're always wrong. Like, some people, if you say you're bi, will be like, well, Oh, it's a binary. So you're okay. So you're, are you like what I mean to say is like, when I was growing up, the word was bi, so it made sense. If I came out tomorrow, probably be pan. I usually tend to say queer. Who gives a fuck? The main thing is I love women. And everybody else too. I think what you said earlier is like, I'm crazy horny all the time for everyone.
Totally.
But my point is like, it just feels like leading from the wrong place, which is like, it sounds like you saw an incredibly hot person on the television. Congrats for now. And then
you're alive.
In your yoga.
You're alive.
You're alive. And then you went to yoga.
I love that you went to yoga immediately after this.
Also, yoga makes me really horny.
Yes, obviously.
It puts the blood.
How? Yes.
It puts the blood in your clit.
And also, okay.
Does not get me going.
For me, it's more that when you go there, it's like always topless men. There's always so many topless men.
I mean, physically, like when I bend over, I'm like,
oh, really?
Certain position.
Whereas I'm just like, everybody's sweating and sexy.
Okay, I've gone to Bikram yoga a couple of times.
That's not a very, I know exactly what you mean.
It's really just unsexy. One really bendy older woman at the front of the class showing off.
Okay.
It's not.
You're going to want to go to a younger vibe.
My dad went to Bikram yoga once. He just sat at the back and just woofed.
I love when they tell you it's okay to sit. It's like,
oh yeah, Savasana. Take a break.
You're getting all the benefits even if you lay down for 45 minutes. I'm like, that's not true. I'm like, okay.
And I love yoga. Savasana, girls.
My favorite position, Savasana.
Open your eyes and the teacher's just on their phone.
That's also a very sexy position.
Which one's cobblers?
It's where you lie on your back, put your knees up and then open them and you just like lie with them like little.
Heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah, release those hips.
Release the hips. Anyway, the point is, yes, you sound bi-curious, but also you're worried about the outcome of you in the future versus like, it sounds like you should just enjoy your newfound content for wanking and maybe tell your boyfriend if you feel like you need to.
Totally.
Really, so just not just jump on the clit of the person in the yoga class, just to like find out once and for all.
I just think sometimes throw yourself into it. I'm not going to recommend cheating on her boyfriend.
I think tell your boyfriend, he'll probably think it's hot. Yeah.
Yes, and then tell your boyfriend how lucky he is that you're going to invite your yoga friend over.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God, she's a genius.
Yeah.
We solved it. Threesome.
Just enjoy it and don't think about what it's called.
Wait, threesome was a jump? Do you think?
I think threesome is a logical
outcome. Or even just talking about like, whatever you're open.
So tell him about it so that you can talk about it so then you might feel more comfortable with it because you're sharing it with your partner.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get a threesome, I would say go the other way. Say, ask him how he feels about a threesome. Trick him into thinking it's his idea and then invite her in.
Like my big fat Greek wedding.
I wouldn't be like, I fancy this girl. Right. I'd be like, so like, what do you think of threesomes? Mm. And then I'd be like, that's crazy because I just met this girl.
The man is the head of the house, but the woman is the neck and she can turn the head any way she wants.
Wow. My mind is blown.
Philosophy.
What's that from?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Everything she says is from that or Mamma Mia.
Two incredible films.
Philosophy.
That is it.
Wow.
I just get the Greek
the woman
spirit.
Woman is the neck.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yes.
Welcome.
But yeah, I think I relate to what you're saying. I also think like growing up, you know, I think we were all taught to assume we were straight. And if you do like men, it's easy to be like, oh, this is what I like.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're living this wonderful world where everyone can be everything. And you're like, oh, what am I? Just enjoy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also like,
looking straight to Cam.
Literally. No, but I do think that like, if you fancy ER Fightmaster, you're just like conscious.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I'd say like, yeah, you're alive and well.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
I fancy ER Fightmaster.
Right?
I am a gay man.
So fit.
Enjoy being alive and turned on. And I think be as honest with your partner as possible because they're going to relate to it because it's unrealistic to think you'd never be attracted to anyone but them for the rest of your life.
They have a really hot debate
in the bathroom so they don't get jealous. Like, get the shower running, sort of pretend you're going for big toilet. Say you're going big toilet.
And
so
watch Shrill because ER has an incredibly hot queer story in Shrill.
What? Shrill is... I know Shrill.
It's Sadie Bryant.
Of course. I've seen it.
Yeah.
How have I not...
Because you never even... this is why I don't think you're bi-curious. You forget anything queer about stories.
That's true. I try to. Yeah. I'm having a horrible time of it. Awful stuff. Awful.
Cash,
yeah.
You've just done a tour in the UK.
Thank you for noticing.
Yeah.
I'm reeling.
You've just done a tour. You're in your threesome, on your threesome journey. You're in your threesome phase. I didn't want to say that. On your journey.
I'm on my journey, exactly.
So, where can people find you for either...
In the hospital that's in the jail. Where can they find me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I quit Twitter, so they can find me on Instagram.
Okay, great.
And TikTok.
Oh my god, that sounds so nice.
I know.
I didn't know you quit Twitter.
You know, I wasn't using it, and I was kind of like, I've gotten really into TikTok, and I was like, this is the future.
Heaven.
Yeah. And I was
what's
like,
your handle?
You know, it's kind of that one of those things where I couldn't get the handle I want in any situation.
Yeah.
Let me find out.
Okay, great.
LOL. Instagram is Kat C. Cohen. I know that much.
Kat C. Cohen.
Kat will be tagged in everything.
I know that much. And TikTok is Kat underscore Cohen.
Okay, great.
You know what? That's still a good one.
That's still cute.
Underscore is good. I wish I didn't have the extra C in the Instagram, but I've messaged the woman who has Kat Cohen. It would be too confusing for her family if we switched.
Fuck off.
So, which I do celebrate.
Fuck off.
I want to send her love and light.
No, you
same
fucking
to Helen know. Bauer. We've met a couple of times. I do love you. Give me my handle.
There's a Helen Bauer who's kept your handle?
Yeah, but she's really nice and
Catherine
she comes
Bohart?
To shows.
Yeah.
Nice.
What the fuck?
Damn.
Well, Bauer and Cohen are very common surnames.
True. I'd be furious. Wow, okay.
We're making it
give
work.
Them our ha- give
we're making
them their
do with what we've
no,
been dealt.
Give them their handles, bitches. Give them their they're more famous than you.
No.
No.
What is
what?
Fame? It's an illusion.
God knows what Helen Bauer could become.
True.
You will be... Okay, you're stopping them paying their rent. Some people can't find them because they can't find them on Instagram.
A lovely young
well
girl
done.
In Berlin. Well, I wish her all the best. Yeah.
Hope you're happy.
Also in Berlin.
Hope you're happy.
Your Kat Cohen's in Berlin.
No.
Mine's
no.
in Berlin.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Okay, that was like great.
I was wondering if your paths had crossed.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Oh my God.
Yeah, me and Helen Bauer. We met through Instagram and Twitter because she was getting tagged and stuff
okay,
when I
yes.
was like first
oh,
doing comedy, and then she'd always forward it. She's very sweet, and I was like, oh my god, like, do you live in Berlin? Like, I'm in Berlin. And then we hung out
at the point
really?
Where you're forwarding yeah. messages, just give me my
that's interesting.
She's very sweet.
Okay, good for her. Good for her.
Good for her. Okay,
for her.
If you say so. And when are you performing next? Where can people find you?
Oh my god, what am I doing next?
New York.
Yeah, I'm about to go to Argentina for a month.
What?
To shoot this show. I'm really excited.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
So I don't have any dates lined up after that. But you can watch my special on Netflix.
Yes!
Please watch it
so
and tell
good.
Your friends.
It's so good. What's
and,
it called?
And The Twist, She's Gorgeous.
It's so good.
And I hope
so
to see
good.
You at a live show in the future.
And also to check out your podcast.
Listen to Seek Treatment. It's about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
Oh my God. Come on. That's so much to do. Guys, you've got homework. Enjoy.
We got lots
everybody,
of ups.
Give it up for Kat Cohen.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much to our executive producers, Simon Moores, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Tonner, Sarah Harkey Deacon, and Oliver Jago. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You guys are legends. We're so grateful to you. Also, thank you too. We have a new producer. How very exciting.
You do it all in one breath.
I can't. Richard Bicknell-L, Richard Bald, Neil Redmond, Victoria Hutchison, Emma Walton, Karen and David Ball, Harold Van Dyke, Eddie Doyle, Tim and Dom, David Walker, Rachel R, Anthony Conway, Sadie Cashmore, Claire Owen Jones, Jess and Nick, Zoe, Joe Holmes, Sarah and Molly, Alex Pugh, Josie W, Amy, Cordelia, Raya Fink, Rachel Page, Helen A, Tina Lindsay, Sophie Chivers, Graham Marsh, Emily G, Amy O'Riordan, Abby Wharf, Key Webb, Matt Sims.
Thank you so much and welcome to Matt Sims to the Sky.
Guys, thank you so much for supporting us. We're so grateful. We couldn't do it without you. And we
I know.
Really
it's
appreciate
been amazing.
Here.
It's been amazing.
If you're not already a Patreon, you should be. Get on there.
Because when work doesn't
us.
Come in for us, it means that we can keep doing this and we don't have to run around scrabbling in a cafe.
Exactly. And also, now if you're on the Patreon, you get the podcast without ads. Mm. Yes.
Hello.
Please. As well as all the other benefits you get too and the extra episodes. I mean, there's so many extra. There's an extra episode for every episode that we've had.
And the min shot. Anyway, thank
me,
you
what?
So much.
I told you not
Bye.
To.
Bye.